Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm so glad to have Karen Michael back from Karen Michael Consulting. She always gives kind of practical advice that, you know, doesn't necessarily have to agree with me because it's based in the law, but it's how you navigate things. Karen, what is the new whistleblower law? A lot of people are now, I think, believe they are whistleblowers if they write a memo because they don't like what the boss chose to do and they disagree with it. That makes me a whistleblower and I'm some sort of hero. What does the law say?
Well, Virginia didn't used to have an official whistleblower law. Mm-hmm. It had this violation of public policy law that was really strictly applied, so it really didn't exist in Virginia. Under new law, one of the 10 that were passed on July 1st, mm-hmm. employees do have a right to certain things, and that is essentially whistleblower. But they're very specific. There are five things that make somebody a whistleblower.
Okay.
You know, number one, you report in good faith a violation of any federal or state law or regulation to a supervisor or a government body. That's the one that's going to be most used. And the problem with that is it's really vague. What is a violation of state law, federal law, state law, or regulation? The other is if you go to a governmental body and participate in an investigation like the EEOC or OSHA or something like that. But another interesting one is you refuse to engage in a criminal act that would subject the employee to criminal liability. You refuse an employer's order to perform anything that would violate the law, or you provide information to the government. Those are kind of the five categories, and only two of them require that you tell a supervisor. One is refusing an employer's order, and you go to a supervisor and say, I'm not going to do it because it could violate the law. And the other is you report in good faith a violation of federal, state, or regulation. So it's pretty broad, and I can see employees who are kind of under the gun, about to get fired or performance, and then trying to become a whistleblower, quote unquote. So I'm concerned about that. I also know of a woman who works at an ice cream shop that was told to spit in a police officer's ice cream before giving it to the police officer. Wow. I'm kind of glad that the whistleblower law exists for people like her. So, you know, it could go either way. It depends on the good faith of the employee.
Yeah, I mean, to do something that is clearly illegal is, that seems like good protection that you won't be immediately fired, or you'll have recourse if you are fired if you refuse to do that. It's where they blur the lines here. You know, oh, I don't want to do that, or I read this and I disagree with it, so now I'm going to make myself the boss and tell you to buzz off and you can't do anything about it. I've had a couple of employees where I've had to say, I clearly understand what you're telling me, and I appreciate your perspective, and ultimately, I'm in charge, and it's going to come on me whether this works or not. So if you don't want to do it, you got to leave, you know? And I feel like that's the appropriate way for things to play out, whether it's me, little me, in my organizations that I've been a part of, or whether it's the President of the United States. So that's a difficult thing to navigate. What do you say to a boss who finds themselves being challenged like that? What do they do?
Well, the problem that I see for most organizations is, A, they're not going to be aware that this whistleblower law exists, if they're going to trip up and not follow it properly. So if an employee complains through the ranks to any supervisor, doesn't have to be your supervisor or to a governmental body, but they complain to a supervisor, that supervisor really needs to get to the heart of what the problem is and make sure that that issue is being resolved before there's any employment action taken against that individual. Because there are people that are going to lie. There are people that are going to make false statements. And the law actually does provide protection to employers on that. The law does say that if you make a statement knowing it to be false or reckless disregard for the truth, you don't get protections under the law. So it's really understanding the rights and obligations that the law provides and just complying with that very strictly and following a process. That's how employers can protect themselves, is just knowing what the rules are and just carefully following those. Unfortunately, most employers are so overwhelmed right now with all this stuff going on and all the new laws that they're just not keeping up with every little new law that's going into place. And I think they're having a hard time keeping up with the new policies they have to put in place and the new rules. And this is, I think, going to be one of them, because I know my plaintiff lawyer friends, they're chomping at the bit to have an employee come to them and say, yeah, I did complain that my boss was speeding, and I think I got fired because of that. No, you got fired because you were late to work 22 times. But no, they want to hear, you know, no, it was because I said my boss was speeding.
Right.
So the second that comes out, we really need to address that so that we can then address the performance issues that might exist.
Gotcha. And document, document, document. I mean,
exactly. But, you know, you could, I think the big thing on this is going to be, you know, we have those new COVID-19 regulations that Virginia passed that we talked about previously. Mm-hmm. I could see a lot of people coming forward and saying, well, you know, people aren't wearing masks in my workplace. And I told my boss and now I got fired because of that, or something related to those regulations. I could really see that that's going to be a big trigger. Now, of course, when this law was passed, they didn't know these regulations were going to be passed. Yeah. Law was passed in July.
This is the real downside to all of these changes and kind of hyper-regulating things, is it makes it tough to navigate. Karen Michael from Karen Michael Consulting, I always appreciate the chance to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.